The World Health Organization estimates that more than 1.2 million people are killed on the world's roads each year, another 50 million injured. The WHO predicts these problems will get worse. Is there a safer way to drive a car, say, without a driver? We may be nearing the era of the driverless car. BMW has a car the company says can negotiate intercity highways without driver input, but the company says it'll be a decade or more before it will reach the market. Last year, Volvo tested driverless cars on a European highway at speeds over 50 miles per hour. They hope to launch their first driverless car next year. And Google is developing a driverless car that's already street legal in California, Florida, and Nevada. Google claims driverless cars will reduce traffic accidents by 90%. Does this sound like science fiction? Well, Forbes magazine contributor Chunka Moy doesn't think so. He's currently working on a series for Forbes called Google's $1 trillion Driverless Car. Chunka, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Have you ridden in one?
I have not ridden in one. I have a standing invitation, but I don't get out to California often enough.
Now, why are you so bullish on Google's driverless car? We've got Volvo and BMW also working in this field.
Well, for exactly the reasons that you were just discussing. It's not really in the automotive makers' economic interest to put out a driverless car. So they're going to be very slow about it. They're going to be slow both because they fear the liability and because it destroys their business model. I'm bullish about Google because they're really taking a white sheet approach and aggressively tackling it.
Why wouldn't the liability issue also face Google?
Well, it does face Google. But they can take an approach where they essentially self-insure for a while. And at the point in which the technology is proven, I think the liability issues will go away pretty fast.
And why does it threaten the auto company's business model to produce driverless cars?
Well, you can imagine a car that doesn't crash or a car that's able to drive itself between different users would mean there would be a lot fewer cars. So, you know, if we had to switch over to driverless cars, we'd have a ton of them being sold initially, and then their sales would drop off a cliff.
So you're predicting that one impact of driverless cars, if they take over, and you're pretty sure they will be fewer cars.
Oh yeah, because if the cars are driverless, then they can be shared. Today, the average car sits unused about 95% of the time.
You're talking about cars being shared by people then. Like, for example, I wouldn't necessarily own my own car. I would just take a driverless car to a location, and then when I finished watching the movie, take another driverless car home?
That's definitely one of the scenarios. If you can certainly own your own car, and I'd imagine some people would, but there are very sound business schemes right now where essentially you have a fleet, either public or private, of shared cars, and people can just call them when they're needed. They don't have to, you know, and the car will take them where they want. They don't have to worry about parking. Car goes away, and then when they need to go back somewhere else, they get a car. So it's like Zipcar, but the car comes to you.
When do you think we're really going to see this having an impact? You're calling it the possibly a $1 trillion business. When is it going to start to take hold?
Well, I think there's a bunch of incremental issues we have to get out of the way. We have to first prove that it works very well. We have to deal with the business model issues that slow companies from offering it. But essentially, the technology is very close to being ready. Google's cars, they have a fleet of 12 of them. They've driven more than 300,000 miles, and they've never had an accident.
I'm just wondering about the psychology of it, though, Chunka. The idea of sitting in a car and having it drive itself, will people psychologically be able to get over that?
Oh, I think we'll move to it in steps, and there will be segments of the market that says, great, you know, get me out of the drudgery of driving, and there will be others who say, good, you guys stop driving, we will. And we'll have more fun because we'll be fewer bad drivers on the road.
Chunka Moy, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Thanks. He's currently working on a series for Forbes called Google's $1 trillion Driverless Car.